奉主耶稣基督圣名，主内的同领大家平安。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I send my greetings to all brothers and sisters.
在座有很多的长辈在这里。
There are a lot of elders sitting among us.
各位弟兄姊妹在圣经的知识上也都很长进。
I know that a lot of brothers and sisters are very knowledgeable in your biblical knowledge.
我希望在讲的当中，如果你随时有感觉不对，随时反应。
As I am sharing my thoughts, if you feel that there's something wrong with my message, please do respond right away.
希望有造就哈。
So that we can all be edified.
不要讲完你回去在家里面讨论，我讲这个到底是对不对，
这个就不好。You won't be going back to your homes and start to discuss whether what you heard today is right or wrong. That would not be edifying.
拜托，现场解决。
So if you think there is anything wrong, please respond right away.
我们当传道很怕走到那个地方丢一个什么东西跑了，那边爆炸了，我们不知道。
As a pastor, we're afraid that when we go to a new place and we preach something, it's like throwing a bomb, and as we left, then the bomb sets off.
或是误会了，然后你走了，屁股拍拍，干干净净的走了，那边痛苦。
Or if there are misunderstanding, and as the pastor left, without knowing that he had caused a misunderstanding.
如果你我一直到三月一号还在社会投资，如果你不好意思讲，那这当中私下讲，不要先给别人讲，我是讲真的，这是很诚心的。
I will be here until
我到哪里去都会讲，这是先决条件，不要我讲完你讨论了我半天，这个光头的讲这个是什么。
I will be here until March 1st. So if you don't feel comfortable speaking in public, then go ahead and find me in private.
好，那我们开始进入我们的主题。
So now we're going to start our topic.
因为在这之前，我在这一区也讲了有几次关于启示录。
I have been here speaking about Revelations the past few times when I was here in this region.
那我要进入主题之前，我先讲几个我的基础，就是我用什么方式来讲这个启示录。
Before I begin, I would like to share with you the foundations or principles that helped me to interpret Revelation.
我用很短来讲。
And I would use a very short time to explain my principles.
因为你们也听过很多讲启示录。
I know that you have heard a lot about the book of Revelation.
那我也是一样，从小也是在真耶稣教会训练长大的，所以我第一次听，很正式听，是蔡圣明。那时候，只是蔡新民长老在那个什么大林教会，那时候参加那个高中宣言会的时候，我印象很深刻。他第一次听到是从他讲的。
The very first time that I heard about Revelation was during SSC in Taiwan Church, Darling Church.
那后来听最多就是杨长老。
Then after that, I heard a lot from Elder Yang.
听到我当传道的。受训的时候也是他讲那个启示录给我听。
When I was in the TTP, he was the teacher who taught me about Revelation.
那之后我就很少机会听讲启示录了。
After that, I rarely heard about the Revelation.
就是当传道的悲哀，就是。
And that was the sadness of being a pastor.
好，那我讲启示录是以我们来看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to the Revelation chapter 1.
用很简单的讲了哈。
Simply put,
这是第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
这是耶稣基督的启示。
It describes the revelation of Jesus Christ.
基督耶稣启示，那是那神赐给。
Which God gave him.
神赐给他。
The revelation of Jesus Christ was given by God.
那他要给谁呢?
To whom?
给他的众仆人。
To show his servants.
复数。所以其实如果认为你是神的仆人，就应该知道。
If you're the servant of God, you would know.
你主患谁的不
是老，这现在好像有在主分中的，一个不是教会的老板，一个是仆人嘛。
So we are not the boss in the church, we are actually servants.
所以主换的那个炊事主也应该学启示录。
So the cooking team members should learn that we are the servant of God.
应该是这样子嘛，对。除非你是说我是主换，我是老板，那就不用了。访问主也是嘛。
Same thing with the visitation members. The sermon speakers, they're all servants. So if you think you are his servants, then you need to learn about the revelation of Jesus Christ. And those who are in the flower arrangement teams or those who help out with the gardens,If you feel that you're the servants of God, then you need to learn about the revelation of Jesus Christ. And this was through his angel to his servant John. So the book of Revelation is for everyone.
Michael Tan, he talked about it.
And in our morning prayer, Brother Michael had encouraged us that we need to actually do it.
So in the book of Revelation,七个福嘛，哈。
There are seven blessings in this book.
就好像耶稣出来宣道的时候，在山上开始就讲福论。
Just like Jesus Christ, when he first started his ministry on the mount, he preached about the blessings.
你看二十二章。
If you turn to chapter 22.
第七节。
Verse 7.
请你念一下。
Revelation chapter 22, verse 7.Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book.
其实这本书到最后是要是去是那个去执行的，就是讲的很白，就是我们的生活指南呐。
Actually, the end of this book tells us that we are supposed to keep the words of this prophecy. So this is a book that guides our lives.
这个预言是让我们来实践的。
This prophecy is for us to fulfill.
而不是那个去年、今年呢？今年十二月二十三号，还是你如果网上的话说世界末日，那去年也是这个时候啊，什么光子带啊，什么，大家知道吗？哈，什么有两个太阳啊，这个。
So in December this year and also last year, we heard that it was supposed to be the last day of the world, and the world was supposed to be destroyed after that.But it didn't happen.
我今年十一月在加纳，
有一天呢 ，in Ghana，
有一天那个街上全没有人了。
There was one day that nobody was there on the streets.
因为那里有一个先知哈
，because there was a prophet there.
基督教他们很大的，他们认为是先知预言说那一天耶稣要来。
Who prophesied that that was the second coming of Jesus Christ?
那很晚很晚，你街上看每个人都抱着圣经在街上走。
So even though it was late at night, you would see that everyone was holding a Bible walking in the street.
然后呢，不，大家都不做工。
And no one was working.
我刚开始奇怪，怎么变这样子？
I was very puzzled.
今天耶稣要来啊。
Then they told me it was because that is the coming of Jesus Christ.
那时候我正在跟那个他们的神学生上课，我说开玩笑啊。
I was there teaching the TTP students, and I told them this is a joke.
没有啊、
Because Jesus didn't come on that day.、
常常一直在讲，一直在讲。
Even though this kind of message kept coming up.
两千年之前讲的最严重啊。
And a lot of people prophesied about Jesus coming over the turn of the century.
你没有听过一九九？然后
，Have you heard of the theory of 1990 blank?
有人说好像看异象，哇，一九九后面的。
People said they saw vision. And they testified on the pulpit. I've heard this myself.
我听的时候，那是时候是1992年的时候。
When I first heard that, it was 1992.
我想说，讲的这个人可能，或是做这个人可能晚上要上厕所。不是有时候你很忍尿忍到最后就做那个喘流氓就很，我是这样子真的。你如果晚上很内急的话，不上厕所的话，你会闷东闷西嘛。
So maybe that person was just dreaming at night.
对，真实的。这个很简单道理，你把它加两个零，要等死你了。
If you add two more digits behind that, then you can wait forever.
因为你没有说几个数字啊。
Because it didn't say how many more digits after the nine.
因为大家一直想一九九，然后呢，只是一个数字嘛。那很多人说1997嘛。
A lot of people thought that it was going to be 1997.
讲启示录不要引起你感觉说啊，明天耶稣要来了，书不读了，结婚不结婚了啊，悲哀。
So when we study the book of Revelation, don't think that we can predict when Jesus is coming and then we can stop working and stop studying. That would be sad.
你们可能听过我讲这个，我是内心很痛苦的。
And you know that when I speak like this, my heart is very painful.
这是我们传道的错。
That is the mistake of the pastors.
讲启示录是鼓励大家，但是不是让你造成这个末世狂，或是末世热。
So when we preach about the revelation, it is for us to keep the words in there, not for us to create fear or to become a fanatic.
我刚当传道，我比较不敢讲这个话。
When I first became a pastor, I dare not say such words.
我不敢说我走过很多地方。
I wouldn't say that I have been to a lot of places.
一个姊妹哦，她。我真的快哭出来。这是我们传道错了。
There was a case of a sister that made me very sad.
那次我是讲婚姻呢。
I was talking about marriage.
讲完之后，她特别来说，传道，我听完你这样讲这个婚姻，我很想嫁。
After
这是事实。
After my sermon, she came to me and said, "After I heard your sermon, I would like to get married."
我看。她的妹妹已经当祖母了。
Her younger sister is already a grandmother.
那我就当然，因为我对她很认识，我说啊，你以前没有这种感觉要嫁吗
？So even I know her very well, so I asked her, didn't you want to get married before?
她说有啊，但是传道说耶稣要再来啊。
She said yes, but because the pastor preached that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
所以她就。不嫁，therefore, 服侍耶稣啊。
Therefore, she decided not to get married and to serve God wholeheartedly.
我说耶稣明天要来，今天也要照样嫁娶啊，因为耶稣讲的，好像洪水的日子来说，你要嫁就要嫁，要娶就要娶，要生小孩就要生，你不要忍着。
Even though Jesus Christ is coming tomorrow, you can still get married.
要正常。
To live a normal life.
有个青年哦。
There was a youth.
他，我们是就谈了。
We were discussing.
他说，他生活很苦，就是。
He shared that his life was very miserable.
但是他们家以前很有钱。
But prior to that, his family was very rich.
他妈爸爸说，主耶稣要来了。
His parents said that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
地卖了，房子卖了，当时在台湾哈，存美金。然后美金又跌，但是怎么不知道了、啊？他们也不叫他们去读书，想说耶稣来了，读那么多书干什么
？So they sold their houses and their possessions, lands, and they converted all the money to American dollars. And they also told their children not to study anymore because Jesus Christ is coming.
耶稣一来，什么都变成土了，变成灰了，没有用。小学毕业就可以了。
Because when Jesus Christ comes,
过虔诚的生活
then everything will come to nothing. Therefore, if you just graduate from elementary school, that's good enough. But our priority is to live a godly life.
所以慢慢长大，现什么都只是做那个体力的，也是不错了。但是 他头脑很聪明，但又做体力的，所以才会抱怨。
So,
如果你头脑简单、四肢发达，这种人做不会抱怨。你头脑发达，他又四肢不是那么发达，所以一边做一边抱怨，不配合。
When he grew up, he had to work in the manual labor, so he complained a lot because he was actually a very intelligent person.
还有很多啦，我听完，但这不是一次啦，到处去听的。
There are a lot of cases like this when I went to different places.
甚至还有青年听完末世了，他说：“读书啊，耶稣来读那么多书干什么？不读书了，我实在气死了。”
I've also heard a youth who told me that because Jesus Christ is coming soon, therefore I don't need to study anymore.
他很聪明的。
He was very smart.
叫我来骂一骂。
So I gave him some scolding.
继续读了。
Then he continued to study.
读到博士。
Until he had his master.
他现在才晓得说，当时如果不读，现在干什么？
Now he knows that if he did not study back then he would be in trouble now.
现在更多的时间，更能够服侍神。
Now he has more time to serve the Lord with what he has.
所以这个要小心就是。
So we need to be careful.
现在这个时代越来越多人在讲这个，你那上网去，哇，那个，有的我还叫一个，我想说他怎么这么勇敢呢？耶稣来某年某月某日哦，但是已经过了，那个就把他叫出来，要用石头打死。
So there are a lot more and more of this kind of prophetic message saying when Jesus Christ is coming. And they even predicted the day and the time.
绝对不是这样子的。
But this is not so.
感谢神了，我们在我们真耶稣教会还没有这样子的。
We thank God that this has not happened in our church.
我九几年我去 Phoenix.
In the 1990s, I went to Phoenix.
那个家庭，他说人家外教会有一个他的同事啊，我还记得他是开那个就是会计师事务所，两个把他关掉，然后呢不是我们教会的，我们教会的他的同事，然后呢房子卖了，剩下车子好车子卖了，剩下一个破的车，然后一个小房子，那专心怎么他的财产就分给人，然后呢传福音，因为他认为那一年我刚好在那里的九月不知道几日耶稣要来，并且还做了异梦异象，我想说 这些人半夜要叫他起来上厕所。
So the brother was sharing with me that he had a colleague who sold two of his stores and sold his cars and bought an old car and donated a lot of his monies to other people, and he just quit his job andspent most of his time preaching the gospel because Jesus was coming.
他们是很认真的，这不是假的。
And they even have set time and date, and they really thought that Jesus Christ was coming.
那我们教会这个姊妹也想说，他这个不是玩假的，是真的。如果只是嘴巴讲讲，不可能是会做到这个样子。
So a church sister who shared this with me told me that her colleague was very serious about this.
那他就邀请他跟我谈。
So she invited him to talk to me.
他所讲的都是这个意象那个意象，这个感动那个感动。
So all that this person shared with me are all the spiritual dreams or visions that she has seen.
越末世这种事情会发生越多。
And as we approach the end times, this kind of things will happen more and more.
但我们在教会目前还没有很少，只是偶尔几件我讲过的这种事情。
But thank God that this doesn't happen a lot in our own church.
如果主耶稣明天要来了
，If Jesus Christ is coming tomorrow，
如果啦，这不可能。如果让你偷偷知道
，Let's say if God allows you to know，
你不可以今天就去贷款贷1000万，然后哈大吃大喝，去住那个去杜拜那个住一个晚上都几万块的那个。反正想说明天耶稣就来了嘛，不用还了。
You wouldn't go and get a loan and fly yourself to Dubai and enjoy yourself to death.
所以，第一个，这是给每个人的。
So in conclusion, this revelation is for all his servants.
第二个，这是要实践的。
Secondly, the revelation is for us to keep and to execute.
要让你来执行的。
It's for you to observe in your daily life.
第三个。
Thirdly,
这个是我们来看第一章。
Let's turn to chapter 1.
的第六节。
Verse 6. 6. He has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
其实第一个他翻 king 也不是太对，翻中文的国民也不是太对，这是两个相反。中国人当时如果你翻说使我们成为国王，那还得了，可能砍头了。
The translation of kings as well as the Chinese translation of citizens are not very accurate.
其实是国度。
Actually, the true translation is kingdom.
末世神要让我们成为一个国度。
In the end time, God is making us into a kingdom.
那每个人是当祭司。
And everyone is a priest.
二十章告诉我们每个人当国王。
Chapter 20 tells us that everyone turns into a king.
十一章告诉我们我们要成为先知。
Chapter 11 tells us that we will become a prophet.
所以启示录其实是讲我们。
So the whole book of Revelation is referring to us.
在神的国度就是真耶稣教会。
In God's kingdom, which is the true Jesus Church.
那我们每个人都要成为祭司、先知、国王。
Everyone will become a priest, a king, and a prophet.
所以启示录是以国度为主的一个讲解。
So the book of Revelation is based on the principle of a kingdom.
那个就是讲真耶稣教会了。
Which is talking about the true Jesus Church.
那个你再看第五章第十节。
If you look at chapter 5 verse 10. 10. And have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth.
这个他用 你的那个 NKJV 把它翻成 kings， 其实是 kingdom。如果照很准确的那个本来的，所以翻国民，中文是翻国民嘛，国民啊，你那边是翻国王，那是差太远了嘛。国民能够跟国王比啊，不行。其实是 kingdom。
So the more accurate translation should be a kingdom. He has made us a kingdom.
然后呢，做祭司掌王权。
And he's made us priests to our God, so that we should reign on the earth.
谁能够做这些呢
？Who can do all these？
是耶稣的宝血。
It is through the blood of Christ.
刚刚第一章六节一样，耶稣用宝血把我们买来。
Just like in chapter 1, it tells us that
让我们成为祭司。
We were bought by his blood so that we can become a priest and a kingdom.
一个国度。
We are a kingdom.
所以第十一章第十五节。
In chapter 11, verse 15.
这个启示录到最后的终结是什么？
What is the conclusion of Revelation?
所以给神是要给他的仆人。
This revelation is for his servants.
这个仆人呢有三个特色。
And the servants have three characteristics.
他们合起来是一个国度。
And together they make a kingdom.
所以到十一十一章二十五十五节哈。
So in chapter 11 verse 15.
做大声宣告说，世上的国成了我主跟主基督的国。
There were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ."
所以这是最后的号筒吹响的是天上的宣告。
And that was the proclamation of the seventh angel during the seventh seal.
我第三个原则是什么？国度的原则。
So the principle is the principle of a kingdom.
就是说启示录是以如果用很白的话来讲了，以真耶稣教会的整个的过程来看。
In a simple word, the book of Revelation needs to be seen in the perspective of looking at the true Jesus Church history.
也就是说，启示录你不用看外面，你只是看真耶稣教会。
So when it talks about Revelation, you don't really have to look outside of the church.
对，那看原则。然后呢，再看它的现象。
And after you look at the principles, then you can look at the phenomena.
原则在哪里？
What is the principle?
就是圣经。
The Bible is the principle.
也就是说，以圣经为原则，然后呢，再看教会发生的事情。
So we use the Bible as the principles, and then we see what happens in the church.
当然，在整个的末世的这个启示录里面，它有两个层面哈。
But of course, the things that happen in the book of Revelation has two perspectives or two aspects or realms.
有属灵的层面。
There was a spiritual realm.
在天上的。
The things that have happened in heaven.
那也有一个在地上的。
There's also the physical realm.
那这个主轴呢，主要的要讲的是什么呢？就是神的国。
But the main theme in this book is about the kingdom of God.
所以 你也可以发现在世界的一些事迹。
So there are things that actually happens in this world.
但是最主要的是这个主轴，主要的那个主要的啊过程是教会。
But the
就是神的国啦。
The main theme in this book is to talk about the history and process of the kingdom of God, which is the church.
你把这个神的国从旧约一直到新约，其实是神的心愿。
So if you look at the church or his people from Old Testament to the New Testament, that is the dream of God.
那个 dream 不可以了，他的 will.
Oh, wish. It is his wish.
因为美国人都喜欢 dream 嘛，我很不喜欢这个字。
I don't like the American dream.
真的，这个不合圣经。
It is not according to the Bible.
这里动不动I have a dream，哪里你dream什么dream？这圣经没有这个dream。如果是真的，圣经的dream是神启示。但是美国就是从 Go West， 对不对？西部啊，哦，那开始有dream了，这掏黄金了，哦，如果掏出来啊，谁当总统就说啊，我的dream怎么样 ？Come true。这个圣经 不合用的。
So we won't use the word dream when we talk about the Bible.
对不对？我们都没有什么 dream 嘛，你除非真的你的 dream 都是神给你的，那个叫异梦。异梦不是你自己想的。
Unless we talk about the spiritual dreams that God has given you.
这是一定要神给的。
So it has to be given by God.
这个是。这个跟就是教会跟社会不一样在这里。
And that is the difference between the society and the church.
对教会有没有什么 dream？ 没有。
Do we have any dream for the church？
你有什么 ambition？ 没有。你有什么野心吗
？Do you have any ambition for the church？
你就照圣经告诉我们的努力去做，这就是对了。
We just do according to the Bible, and that is the right path.
每个人带一个 dream 到教会来，这个教一定是乱的。
If everyone brings a dream to the church, then it will create chaos.
这个跟社会不一样哦。社会是头脑聪明、有 dream 的人，他会成功。你如果呆呆的都没有 dream， 你就是做体力而已啊。
In the society, if you have a dream, and you will become successful.
那个。刚刚过世那个 Steve Jobs， 他实在有 dream。
Steve Jobs who just passed away， he really had a big dream。
但是他走了。
But now he's gone、
留下他的东西，幸好带不走，不然世界就空掉了。
Good thing that he cannot take the things that he left behind， otherwise there'll be no more apples in this world。
每一代都来打江山嘛，从古到现在，打完江山他还是留下，不然他带走哇，现在什么都没了。
And all the
被聪明的都带光光了。
Accomplishments of all the great warriors, they cannot bring anything away with them.
那教会绝对不是这样。
So that doesn't happen in the church.
我们都是仆人啊。
We're all servants.
谁是老板？
Who's the boss?
都是仆人。
We're all servants.
我们老板在上面啊。
Our boss is in heaven.
但有时候我们老板他是很忍耐，也不讲话，所以有时候乱他也想说，难过而已。
Our boss is very patient, and even though there are chaos in the church, he just patiently waits.
但是绝对不用怕。
But don't be afraid.
绝对不会想说，我年轻人还想说，如果这个人不在教会，可能会倒。
When I was young, I thought that if one person, an important person leaves the church, then the church would collapse.
或是走不下去了。
The church would not be able to continue.
因为我是在一种意识形态很强的那种社会里面长大。
Because I was grown in a society that has that kind of concept.
不是那个，是那个什么？好了，一种意识形态呀。但后来感觉。后来慢慢，哎呦，忘记了，老板在上面。
So slowly we forgot that there is a boss in heaven.
好，那是不一样的。神的国从一开始，很具体的就是神选召亚伯拉罕。
The kingdom of God started when God chose Abraham.
神叫召亚伯拉罕很断裂性的将他。断开以前
When God called Abraham, he asked him to depart from his old life.
创世纪十二章第一节
That is recorded in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
完全把它割断过去
He asked him to completely be cut off from his prior life.
就一件事，神要叫他成为
There's one thing that God wants him to become.
一件
One thing.
第二节的第一句话
It's in verse 2, first phrase.
神说：“我必叫你成为大国。”
God says, "I will make you a great nation."
这个大国的这个国度的，从这线就开始了。
And the kingdom started on this day.
在这之前，如果你看启示那个创世纪是，以语言那个立邦国啊，这里一个国那一个国。
Before this point,
人间的国。
There were kingdoms of the world.
是。第十章的三十二节嘛
That is recorded in chapter 10, verse 23.
所以他们的支派立国
They set their own kingdoms.
洪水以后，他们在地上分为邦国
And in verse 32, there were, according to the sons, they had their own nations.
所以当时的世界很多的国
There were a lot of nations in the earth.
但是神要亚伯兰要开始一个大国。
But the Lord wanted Abraham to create his own country.
这个国什么时候成立?
When did this great nation establish?
出埃及记。
Let us look at Exodus.
第十九章。
Chapter
19. 神把这些人用那个什么翅膀带来，好像鹰啊，背在翅膀上面带来。第五节，第四节。
In verse 4 it says that The Lord bore them on eagle's wings and brought them to himself.
And
the word of God was their center. They became the kingdom of God. Citizens of God. He said, because everything in this world is mine.
神的国不管你是美国还是什么中国还是什么国全地都是我的都是神的。
Here it says, all the earth is God's. It doesn't matter which country you're from.
这是另外一个层面的。
That is another level.
神的国不限在美国，也不限在中国。
The kingdom of God is not limited to a country, but everything is His. Let's read verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
这是真的一个国度了。
That is a kingdom. The Old Testament was a kingdom of priests.
新约呢?
How about the New Testament?
是全民祭司的国度。
It is a kingdom of priests of the whole nation.
旧约是有祭司的国度刚开始啊。
The Old Testament,
不是每个人当祭司啊。
The Old Testament was a kingdom that has priests, but not everyone was a priest.
到新约来，耶稣的宝血让我们每个人都当那个祭司。
But in the New Testament, everyone is in his kingdom is a priest.
所以
through his blood.
彼得很懂得这个道理啊。
Peter understood this truth.
对，我们看那个彼得前书第二章，这我们很熟悉的了。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
他先讲有些人跌倒的。
He mentioned that there were a few that were that had fallen in verse 8, chapter 2.
不信耶稣的跌倒了。
And the unbelieving were stumbling.
同样一个石头。
Even though Jesus was the same rock,
对，有人跌死了。
But some people stumbled.
因为耶稣而死掉。
They stumbled over the rock, which was Jesus Christ,
跌死。
Because they did not believe.
那第八节的最后说，这样的跌倒，这样的绊底也是预定的。
And that stumbling was pre-appointed.
第九节。
Verse
9. 那我们呢？
How about us?
有几项？四项，我们有四个事。
There are four descriptions of us.
第一个。
The first one.
是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen generation.
是有君尊的祭司。
We are a royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
We are a holy nation.
是属神的子民。
We are His own special people.
这四个你的存在的四个本质，四个你的身份。
So we have four statuses.
有一个功课。
There is one homework.
就是传福音啊。
Which is to preach the gospel.
对，所以我们现在国度是这个样子的。
That is the kingdom nowadays.
好，那所以整个启示我要以国度的立场来看。
So we need to look at a revelation in the perspective of a kingdom.
也就是说，整个的启示录是以那个真耶稣教会为主来看的。
So the whole book should be seen in the perspective of the true Jesus Church.
好，那我们进入到我们的第一个主题。
Now let's go over to our first topic.
展开末世的书卷。
To open the scroll of the end times.
那这个末世书卷就从第五章开始了。
The scroll of the end times starts in chapter 5.
那我们来看第五章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 1.
来，我们来看一下哈，来，请你念。
Verse 1, And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals.
好，这个我们熟悉的哈，有书卷。
So there is a scroll.
内外都写的字啦。
That has words inside and outside.
启示录跟但以理书有很大的关系。
The book of Daniel is closely correlated with Revelation.
只是做参考，然后我们来看但以理书。
So we could turn to it as our reference. Let's refer to the book of Daniel.
我们看十章第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long.And he understood the message and had understanding of the vision.
So, 这事是真的。
The message was true.
我们看十一章第二节。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 2. And now I will tell you the truth. Behold, three more kings will arise in Persia, and the fourth will be far richer than them all by his strength.
这些真的事，我们看第十章第二十一节。
Let's read chapter 10, verse 21. But I will tell you what is noted in the scripture of truth.
好，在但以理书有一本书就是真确书。
In the book of Daniel, it records a scripture of truth.
这个只是给你当参考了哈。
This is for your reference.
那我们看十二章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 12, verse 1. At that time, Michael shall stand up.The great prince who stands watch over the sons of your people, and there should be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And at that time your people shall be delivered, every one who is found written in the book.
你看但以理书到此结束。
In the book of Daniel, from the beginning to the end,
他预言的一个将来的大艰难。
He prophesied about a great difficulty in the future.
那并且这里有一个册子。
And in this time of trouble, there was a book.
那我们看第十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 11.
第三十一节。
Verse 31. and forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation.
Okay. 我们来看这些，你就把它放在头脑里面哈。
So just put these in your brain.
那个你头脑跟电脑先存起来，等一下再有一个东西，全部后来你只要把它做一个 compare， 那就连起来了。
So save this in your mind just like you would save in a file in your computer, and later on we are going to come back and compare and contrast.
我解释启示录，我都是用圣经。
When I interpret the book of Revelation, I reference it with other books in the Bible.
我就是说把圣经，因为圣经本身是一个圆满的，可以自己解决自己的一卷书。
Because the Bible is like an ecosystem that can be self-sufficient to interpret itself.
那我是相信从创世纪一直到启示录是神启示的。
I believe that the books from Genesis all the way until the last book were revealed by God.
同样一个人，同样一位神，他在创世纪的信息一定会看到启示录的信息。
And the same God will give us the same message in the book of Genesis and Revelation.
所以我在解释启示录的时候，我顶多你可以说我圣经章节放错了，但是我不解，我如果没有解释的话，如果你自己跟，哎，这个可以，那就可以；那不可以，那就怎么就拉倒了，因为也不伤害。
So when I share with you my interpretation, I'm going to be using other verses in the Bible, and if it works for you, then please take it. If not, then it's no harm.
刚刚我们念到的但以理书的消息，那主耶稣重复的再讲一次，也是讲末世。
And whatever we just read in the book of Daniel, concerning the message, is the same thing that Jesus Christ talked about.
我们看二十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation.
那个马太福音二十四章。
In the book of Matthew, chapter 24.
第三节以下是在讲末世界的末了有怎么的异兆。
Starting from verse 3, it tells us the sign of the end time.
在末世最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing at the end of the age?
你不要太关心这里战争，那里战争，这里又是饥荒，那里又是什么？哦，又是原油涨价。
Don't worry about too much about all the wars or all the natural disasters or the rising of the gasoline price.
最主要的第四那个第四节。
The most important thing is recorded in verse 4.
要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Take heed that no one deceives you.
这是末世最重要的。
That is the most important thing of the end times to us.
那最后，耶稣讲到最后就是要警醒。
And the last thing that Jesus Christ told us is to be careful and to prepare ourselves.
44节哈。
In verse 44.
要预备。
To be ready and prepare yourself.
不只是警醒，要预备。
Not that just we have to be watchful, we also need to be ready.
那四十五节到五十一节。
45 to 51.
我们都是仆人。
It describes we are all servants.
所以要有两个很重要的，要忠心。
We need to be loyal.
只有忠心，有时候会，如果只有忠心，有时候会对教会造成很大的伤害。
But if we only have loyalty, then it might cause harm to the church.
真的、哦。
That is true.
不但忠心，还要什么？有见识。
In addition to loyalty, we also need to have wisdom.
不然你用你的忠心，用你的没有见识的自我的头脑计划，你的想法，要很忠心的要把它贯彻，结果大家弄得鸡飞狗跳。
Because if we are only loyal and we use our own ways and plans to execute something in the church, we may cause a lot of troubles and chaos in the church.
所以末世的仆人一定要有是忠心又有见识。
Therefore, the servants of God in the end times must be faithful and also have wisdom.
45节里面。
Verse 45 it says, "Who then is a faithful and wise servant?"
一定要这两个。
We must have the two.
只有忠心不够。
Just being faithful isn't enough.
当你对神，你已经有了好的，已经有了坚固的信仰，对神要至死忠心， 但是你治理教会只有忠心，还要有智慧，不然的话，这个教会会被你弄垮是不会，但是大家很痛苦。
It is good that we are faithful to God, but it is very also important that we are wise when we are leading the church and executing plans.
这是主耶稣在讲末世的这个整个的大的架构。
So that is the big picture of when Jesus Christ talks about the end times.
那在马太福音这里面，你把它分析一下，其实属灵的层面最多的。
If you analyze this chapter, you will see that there are a lot of spiritual things going on.
我们从小就听到了什么打仗、打仗、风声啊，那个你看第七节哈。
Since we were young, we heard a lot about the rumors of wars recorded in verse 6 and 7.
有饥荒、地震。
There were famines and pestilences.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这个都灾难的起头了，刚刚开始而已，不要太紧张。
These are only the beginning of sorrow, so don't be too nervous.
好，那要紧张的是下面呢、啊。
What we should be nervous about is after this.
下面就是哦，陷害。
Persecutions.
第十节。
Verse 10.
跌倒。
Falling down.
彼此陷害，彼此恨恶，这个才
Betrayal and hatred.
那第十一节。
Verse 11.
跟我们直接会有关系的，就假先知起来迷惑人。
Many false prophets will rise and deceive us.
因为第四节就讲迷惑了。
Because verse 4 talks about being deceived.
那迷惑到第五节是说有我是基督要迷惑人。
Verse 5 describes to us what that means.Many people will come in his name saying he is the Christ and deceive many.
好，这个时候是很大的一个比那个什么灾难了。
This is a great disaster.
那在这个当中，你看第十二节，不法的事会越多。
Verse 12 says a lot of lawlessness will abound.
爱心会渐渐冷淡。
And the love of many will grow cold.
怎么办？
So what should we do?
要忍耐。
We must endure.
所以十三节，忍耐到底必然得救。
Verse 13, he who endures to the end shall be saved.
但是呢，有一个给我们一个很大的一个，就是说前瞻性的一个指标哈，就是末日到什么时候会停止。
So this tells us, when will the end time be, the end?
十四节。
Verse 14, it tells us.
这天国的福音。
When the gospel of the kingdom.
有没有 article 没有？有没有那个冠词啊
？This gospel
只是代名词啊，更严重。这一个福音
，and this gospel of the kingdom，
对我们来讲，就是真耶稣教会的传的福音呐、啊。
And that is the gospel that we preach in our church。
我是这样相信，
That's how I believe.
并且实在是这样子。
And that is the truth.
这个福音不传遍世界。
If this gospel does not preach in the world，
对万民做见证，末期不会来到。
Then the end will not come.
这耶稣讲的这个没有什么秘密啊。
That is not a secret.
一两千年了。
Jesus Christ has told us that.
所以如果人家说，今年年底我不知道了，说现在耶稣要来。
If people tell me that Jesus Christ is coming this year,
你就赶快打电话问连总是不是这个什么福音已经传遍天下，对我们做见证了。如果是的话，那就要小心了。
You could call the International Assembly to check whether the gospel has been preached to in all the world. If the answer is yes, then we should be alert.
如果还没有
，But if not，
就要怎么？就要警醒。
Then we need to be careful.
不是，就不要被迷惑。
To be alert，
要警醒预备。
To not to be deceived and to be prepared.
这是应该是这个样子、啊。
To be watchful, and this is how we should be.、
嗯、当然了，这个福音的传快慢，这个我们很难去讲的。
And it is hard for us to decide how fast the gospel is preached.、
嗯、因为我们常常有时候头脑好的，他对自己的公司一个未来有一个展望，他可能可以把握。一个头脑好的、啊。
For a person who is who is very intelligent.
但是教会，我不知道在座都很多长辈，对我来讲的话，你怎么计划做到头破了？有时候 这个人用了一百小时讲到他快要信了，后来跑掉，还骂了我们一通。这个人你想说是硬的要死，不太说老实，不太喜欢跟他讲话。他来信了，你没有讲两句哦，他得到圣灵看异象了，你说是没办法。
A manager who is very intelligent in a company may have very good plans and will have good results. But in the church, it's hard to say. Even if we're intelligent, that doesn't mean that we would be successful in preaching the gospel.
我去一个地方。
I went to a place.
一个不信的，哇，他讲了什么耶稣啊、神啊，他根本不信，他信自己啊、信钱啊什么。
There was a person.
你都不太喜欢跟他讲话。
That I tried to preach to, and he does not believe in God, and it was very difficult to preach to him. So I prefer not to.
另外一个很虔诚啊，说哦，需要耶稣什么。
There was another person that was very devout, and he said he needed Jesus.
好了，就祷告。
So we prayed.
当然就为这个比较祷告多一点嘛。
Of course, I pray more for the person that had potential to believe.
说老实，我祷告快要哭出来，因为我口袋没有圣灵。如果有的话，一定是给他，但是没有。
I
不在我手里，我不晓得别的功能怎么样。有时候你想说给他，不是我想要他，他应该要啊，没有。
It was very difficult because if I had the Holy Spirit in my pocket, I would just give it to the person who is very devout, but I don't have the power to do so.
另外一个。
As for the other person,
不太想跟他按手。
I really did not even want to lay hands on him.
他已经刚刚骂你了一通啊。
Because he was rebuking me earlier.
但是过去啊，他得到圣灵。
But he was the one that received the Holy Spirit.
并且呢，很挣扎，他一直不要，但是圣灵一直降下，他一直不要，真的，他后来跟我讲说，怎么会这样子？
He struggled so much to not want to receive the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit kept wanting to descend on him. So he even asked me after, why does this happen to me?
我不要啊。
I don't want it.
因为刚太小了，刚刚骂我们一通啊。
And he also knew that he was arguing with me earlier.
好了，回去。
So after I left.
隔天再来，他说：“哎，没有人呢。”
The next day I came back, there were nobody.
是不是替我祷告一下？昨天我不要他给我，我回去想说：“哎，这个也不错。”哇，回去没有了。
I thought that he received the Holy Spirit and he would return, but when I came back, he was not there.
嗯，感谢神，后来他现在很好了，有洗礼了。
But thank God this person did return and was baptized.
我讲这个是说，不是你设定目标，然后你要做，这个圣灵随风，好像风在吹它，你没有办法。
What I'm trying to say is that it is hard to predict what the Holy Spirit does. Just because we plan and wanted to reach certain goal doesn't mean that we would.
有时候我们为教会的圣光也很急啊。
Sometimes,
对不对？
We feel
怎么传了半天没有人啊？
We feel that there's no result when we're preaching the gospel.
如果用世上的那个保险公司，我们这传道老早就坏掉了。
And if the
业绩不够啊，对不对？一年你有几个人来信，就是传到自己去传的，常常都人家带来啊，吃便饭的嘛。
If this is an insurance company, then all the pastor would be fired because they don't have any accomplishments.
不是，我只是讲我，其他的同工我不讲。
I'm just talking about myself.
他们怎么想我不知道，我自己是在想。我说，我如果是那个保险公司的那个职员，你一年没有几个人啊，哪里这些人能够支持你的薪水？老早坏掉了，不是吗？
If I'm the person who's in sale, then I would be long fired because I don't have good results.
但是有时候，你实在是没办法。
Sometimes this is not up to us.
就是这样子嘛。
That's how
things go. 但是有时候你到新的地方或是什么，神就动工了。你也想说，他就自己来。
Sometimes when we went to a new place, God will move the people and they will come on their own.
我的意思是说，这个福音的传快慢，只要你用功了、努力了，在神面前真的是无愧了，实在是没办法。
What I'm trying to say is that in preaching the gospel, as long as you've done your best and you've diligently preached, then it is really up to God.
这个没有办法，你那个在那个你的办公室里面事先作业，然后呢照着这个整个完整的作业那个计划，哇， 一路顺风过去。
You cannot just sit in your office to plan how many people can come and believe in Christ.
啊，以神国为主。
So this book is based on God's kingdom.
最后，神的世上的国要成为主跟主基督的国。
At the end, the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of the Lord.
这是创世那个启示录第十一章十五节所讲的。
That is recorded in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15.
也就是主耶稣所讲的，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。
And that is the same message that Jesus Christ spoke in Matthew, that the gospel will be preached in all the world.
所以我们在座的，我们都有这个责任。
So all of us sitting here, we have this responsibility.
第十五节。
Verse 15.Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place.
耶稣在回到但以理的书里面的预言。
Here, Jesus Christ refers to the prophecy of Daniel.
行毁坏可憎的站在圣地。
When you see the abomination of desolation.
这是谁呢？
Who's this?
这是什么呢？
What is this?
当然这是接下来这是一个主题就是
This is another topic.
如果到那个时候了
When that time comes,
那就真的是你在房子上面不要下来拿东西啊。
If you're on the roof, you should not come down.
要逃啊。
You should run.
好，那个这个时候我们看第二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time.
就是大灾难。
There will be a great tribulation.
空前绝后了，没有，后来就没有了。
That's something that will has never happened before.
啊，这个是但以理书第十二章那边有讲的嘛？大灾难有没有？是是连在一起的。
That is the same as the book of Daniel in chapter 12. He mentioned about this great tribulation.
但以理很会祷告。
Daniel is very good at praying.
他不明白，他禁食三个，七天。
When he didn't understand, he fasted seven times 3 days.
就二十一天嘛。
Which is 21 days.
到那个但以理书十二章的时候。
In chapter 12 of Daniel.
他也在问神啊，神啊，他也不明白啊。
He asked God, I don't understand.
这是什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
神没有告诉他。
God did not tell him what it meant.
并且神赶快叫他说：“你到我这里来，比较安全啊。”
God said, "Come to me, and it's more safe."
他那么老了，他年纪很大了。
He was advanced in age.
他又一直禁食，瘦巴巴的。
He kept fasting.
三个七天，你不得了。
21 days, that's a lot.
所以最后他问说：“神啊，这个要到什么时候才应验呢？”
So Daniel asked, when would these things come to pass?
十二章六节。
Verse 6 of chapter 12.
他不明白啊。
He did not understand.
第八节。
Verse 8.
神跟他讲两次，最后一次，但以理的结束是什么呢？
So what is the conclusion of the book of Daniel?
你且去等候结局。
Go and wait until the time at the end.
因为你必安歇，到了末期，你必起来享受你的福分。意思说你可以死了。
You shall rest.
以后你看他经过了两千多年还没起来。
After 2,000 years, he's still resting.
要到世界末日他才起来享受他的份。
And only until the end of time, then he will resurrect and enjoy his blessings, his inheritance.
但以理求明白。
Daniel asked for understanding.
时候不到。
But the time was not there.
最后神只能叫他休息啊。
Because it was not time, so God asked him to rest.
我们应该是时候到了。
For us, the time has come.
因为从第一章就开始说了。
Because chapter 1 already tells us.
说日期近了。
The time is near.
启示录的最后也是这样说。
And the last chapter of Revelation also tells us.
那个第十节
verse 10,
二十章十节
chapter 22 verse 10
不可封这树上的预言
do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book
因为日期近了
for the time is at hand
所以基本上你可以明白的
so now we can understand this book
明白从哪里明白
How do we start understanding this book?
从圣经本身明白。
From the book of the Bible.
一定会明白。
We will understand.
只是要以神国为主轴来明白。
We need to see it in the perspective of the kingdom of God.
那这是给我们的一封神的书信。
This is a letter from God.
是以真耶稣教会为主轴的。
This letter is based on the true Jesus Church.
给每个仆人。
It is given to all his servants.
那这是在神所中的这个计划书。
This is the plan in God's hand.
好，那我们先休息一下。
Now we're going to rest.
那今天我最主要是，如果可能的话，我等下一节一开始就画一个整个启示录的一个时间时序，一个很大的时序，大家来参考一下。
In our next class, I'm going to draw a timeline of the book of Revelation for your reference.
那接下来就是如果有空，我们慢慢谈里面的细节。
And if we have time, then we will talk about the details.
那第五章就是展开书卷。
Chapter 5 marks the beginning of the opening of the scroll.
第六章就是开启印。
Chapter 6 records the opening of the seals.
那中间有一个插入的第七章。
And chapter 7 is an interjection.
那到第八章的第一节。
Chapter 1 verse 8.
这是第七印。八章一节就这节。
Records the seventh seal.
所以今天我讲的幅度差不多是这样，就是五六章还有八章第一节。
So that will be the timeline of my classes, chapter 5, 6, and chapter 8, verse 1.
那第七章是插入的，今天如果没空没有关系，就不讲，因为这个如果再讲第七章的话，那就讲不完了。
Chapter 7 is an interjection, therefore, if we don't have time, we can skip it today.
好，如果有空，大家看一下。
If we do have time, then we can look over it.
那照时间，我已经超过十分钟没有关系，等一下休息十分钟。
So we ended 10 minutes late. We're still going to take a 10-minute break.
那我们重新默祷。
Let's say a silent prayer together.